With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. As Operation Epic Fury continues, the military effort showcases remarkable cooperation between Israeli and American pilots. Correspondent Ron Taylor provides further details.
Before a bombing mission targeting Iranian assets, Israeli and American pilots exchanged mutual respect and encouragement. The joint campaign has reportedly achieved decisive military successes, including air superiority and the death of Iran's supreme leader. Operation Epic Fury has destroyed much of Iran's navy, ballistic missiles, and political leadership, halting its nuclear ambitions.
There is some severe weather happening across the state.
96 million people from Florida to Maine risk severe storms Monday. Already over the weekend, a broad and erratic patchwork of severe weather rumbling across much of the U.S., dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest, where snowplow driver Aaron Haas, working the roads of Wisconsin, says he's not seen it this bad in a long time.
I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for a while.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
I'm Julie Walker.
One of the Democratic Party's oldest members of Congress has no plans to retire.
85-year-old South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn has announced he will run for an 18th House term this November. His decision goes against calls for generational change within the party, and he's one of several veteran Democrats running again instead of stepping aside for younger politicians. Clyburn is pledging a very vigorous campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. This is SRN News. Taxes are still a big difference between many red states and blue states.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Michigan synagogue that came under attack this week when an armed man drove his car into the building had for months been strengthening its security apparatus. Temple Israel had hired a seasoned police lieutenant. More details, SRNnews.com.